I'm Cassie, and this is All That Matters in Triple M Rock News this week. Green Day have just dropped the second single from their upcoming album, and it's different again. They shocked fans last month with the release of their title track, Father of All, and the new single, Fire, Ready, Aim, is another high-octave and up-tempo track. You can hear it on Triple M now. Father of All is out February next year. The ARIA nominations have been released this week, and rock is winning once again. A big congratulations to Melbourne band The Teskey Brothers, who are leading the pack with a huge 7 nominations, with already winning Engineer of the Year for their new album, Run Home Slow. The big one, ARIA Song of the Year, has got some strong nominations, with Birds of Tokyo, Dean Lewis, Morgan Evans and Amy Shark all nominated. Massive shout out to legends Paul Kelly, Jimmy Barnes and Midnight Oil for their nominations too. The ARIA Awards are held in Sydney late November. INXS have just released a 4D clip for their Wembley Stadium show ahead of the cinema release of that infamous gig. The electric performance shows 70,000 fans singing along to new sensation. You can check it out online now and don't miss this gig in cinemas next month. Last week, Metallica shocked Aussie fans when they postponed their Australian tour dates. But tour support Slipknot are working on making their return down under soon. Sharing on social media, "We are working as quickly as possible to determine our next steps." Slipknot released their chart-topping 5th studio album, We Are Not Your Kind, a few months ago. And us Aussie heavy music lovers can't wait to hear these tracks live. I was lucky enough to catch up with the band singer Corey Taylor, who's just as much of a fan of the new record as we are.
It's one of those albums that you can put on from top to bottom, and it's a journey. But it also has all of these great songs that you can fly in and out of and listen to, and you're like, this is awesome, you know? And that's the perfect combination. That's exactly what you want for an album.
Look, we don't believe it's true, but Kiss will be playing the first concert in the sea for the Great White Sharks in Port Lincoln next month. 8 diehard Kiss fans will be under the water in glass tanks while the band play on the top deck, and the music is going to be amplified into the ocean for the Great Whites to rock out to. Apparently, sharks respond really well to rock music. Kiss will be playing this world-first gig while they're down under for their end-of-the-road final tour. The Simpsons will be recreating Queen's iconic Live Aid performance, and Homer is going to be squeezing into Freddie Mercury's Tidy Whities for the gig. Queen's guitarist Brian May revealed the news on social media this week. Cold Chisel are back and heading on their biggest outdoor tour ever. In a press conference this week, frontman Jimmy Barnes suggested it could be the last time fans could see this great Aussie band live.
I couldn't see us getting around to doing this again. I mean, it's almost an event to do it with this band, but it's also, you know, it's a big beast to get, you know, it's like a bloody Mack truck, you know, like I said, you know, like about bands, you know, you had to get them started, and it takes a lot of preparation, a lot, you know, we don't want to go out and just and rehash our songs, so we like to write new music, so it's not really that likely that we'd be doing this again. I think this is probably, you know, we're going to treat this like it's the biggest thing we've ever done and maybe the last.
Tour details are available online now. To stay up to date with your Triple M Rock interviews and news, make sure you subscribe on the Triple M app now. I'm Cassie, and that's all that matters in Triple M Rock News this week.